Hello, Capricorn friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Capricorn March 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. This is for you if Capricorn is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Cap placement that you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Cap friend like me, I have my moon in very late degree Cap, I suggest you additionally listen to my Aquarius report. So late degree Caps would be January 15th through the rest of the sign, or 23 degree placement through the rest of the sign. Both the Capricorn and Aquarius reports will have pieces for you very late degree friends. So I am calling the theme of this month Lunar Limelight. March eclipse is impacting now. And that is true regardless of the fact that I'm posting this early. That will be true by the time you listen to this, because eclipse season lasts 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes more, before the actual eclipse. And it's going to be very intense. We're going to talk about that. We've got all kinds of things to talk about. So if you're familiar with my work, then you know that my intention is to help you align with the starry rhythms of the universe, the natural rhythms, so that you can have more ease and grace in your life. Also, by the way, I'm back on camera. So hello, I haven't seen you in a while. You haven't seen me in a while, I guess. I'm just coming out of a dormant period where getting on camera was a little harder. So I'm excited to be back and connecting with you all this way. So we've got a lot to talk about. We've got the Lunar Limelight theme for Capricorn. We have all kinds of layers, so I'm going to take piece by piece. So I always give you things in layers so that we get an understanding of the different factors that are affecting this time, and then kind of start to understand how it all pieces together to see the potential so that you can make the most of it. All right, so the first thing that I want to talk about is that we have more than double the sweet aspects compared to the salty ones this month. So sweet aspects are the ones where the planets are getting along. Salty is when they're not getting along, and we don't really have a lot of aspects this month. This is not a very busy sky at this time. The busiest thing happening really is the eclipse, and that carries a lot of boom, right? So we're definitely going to be feeling that. But from the aspect perspective, we don't have a ton of connections going on, but most of them are positive, very clearly positive and very sweet. I'll talk about some of my favorites later. Okay, so something else that's a really major must know for this month is that we have a hybrid month. The energy starts to change around March 20th. So from January 21st until March 20th, we have the first open period of 2024 without personal planet retrogrades or shadow periods. We also have woven into that January 27th, all the planets, all the outer planets are going direct. And I actually did a separate report on that. So if you search for Cosmic Green Lights, Annie Botticelli, you should be able to find that. I'm not sure if that one will sync over to the podcast. I think that it will. But if not, you can find it on YouTube. So we're in an unusual period of time where all the stars are saying go, 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 and we've got different layers of that. So from January 27th to May 2nd, all the outer planets are going direct, all the planets are going direct. But within that time, January 21st, the shadow period clears from Mercury, then through March 20th or so, we're free from the personal planet retrograde. March 20th, we start to go into Mercury's shadow retrograde. So even though all the outer planets will still be direct saying go, 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 we'll have those crazy, confusing, not clear implications that occur from Mercury retrograde, making things a little dicey, harder to plan. And you will feel that change, okay? So one of the very big important things to know is that if you have big things to do, and in the Cosmic Green Lights video, I give you 15 great things that it's great to do in this time, but just some suggestions here. Big launches, big decisions, big sales, big purchases, big commitments, big parties, gatherings, travel, anything that requires planning and things to go in a certain way. Also, anything that you want to program in a good birth chart for the longevity of whatever it is you're doing. Because when you do something important, you start a birth chart for it on the day, at the time that you do that thing. So whatever you start in this beautiful window is going to hold the imprint of forward movement for the journey of, you know, of the project. So anything big like that, big launches, big promotions, your life work, publishing, you know, anything that's big and important. Strategizing, investing, things like that. Okay, so basically the first 3 weeks of March is a time to go make your webs in every different area you possibly can, far and wide. Then once it's March 20th, we start kind of hanging out near the nest, the web, and then hang out in the web and wait for the food to come to us. So that's the big transition to note, is that we're out there doing all this stuff, making things happen, then we come in and we kind of wait for things to come to us and deal with just what comes in our space. I always like to use the analogy of sitting on the shore. You can send your message out far and wide because the tides are going out until March 20th. And then after that, you sit on the beach and you wait for stuff to roll up and you just see what rolls up and you deal with it. If it's a dolphin that wants to say hi, you say hi. If it's garbage, you clean it up. You know, so the retrograde will start to bring in things, and it's not a good time to try to force things out because the tides are coming in. So you can stay aligned by honoring that rhythm, and you'll notice that change at that time of the month. Okay, so the biggest thing happening this month, it's transformation time. Eclipse season begins now. Karmic destinies, karmic clearing, aligning with things that you've always been meant to do, movement along a path of your purpose. All of these things are, you know, keynotes of eclipse season. We've got a lunar eclipse at 5 degrees of Libra on March 25th. As I said, the reason why I talk about this early, even though this is a March report, I'm posting this early, is because you will be feeling that. And I did talk about it in the January and February horoscope reports because, you know, these are big deals. These are pivotal occurrences in people's lives. And you'll often see the pot starting to, you know, boil more as, you know, January, February, March, bam, April, we've got another eclipse, solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries on April 8th. And then it will start to kind of wind down in manifestation after that. But the eclipse cycle is 2 years. So early 2023 through early 2025, really we'll just call it early 2023 till mid 2025 is the time frame for these changes along the Aries Libra fronts, which is me versus we. You know, you as an individual versus your partnerships, keeping balance, codependency, independency, you know, interdependency. All of these stories are coming up in a big way. So you will see that happening. And the eclipses also tend to bring non-negotiable things, dramatic endings, dramatic beginnings, things that we don't really have a say in. We just have a say in how we're going to use the energies, you know, not what's happening, but how we use what's happening. That tends to be our biggest option at eclipse time. But we do have say, you know, and that is this beautiful hybrid approach that I take with astrology. We've got fatalistic astrology that shows certain things are destined in the chart. And there are certain things that are destined to be our experience, but we've got our free will, and that can change the quality of an experience that we have. And the understanding that we have beforehand and during a process can help us to have a different quality of experience, which is what my work is all about. To better understand the eclipse cycles and how they may manifest for you and the types of storylines that can come up and an ongoing evolution of your storylines within these, is to look back to the times in the past when these eclipses happened before. So I told you we're doing 2023, early 2023 to mid 2025. Prior to that, 2014 to 2016, we had the same eclipse cycle. Prior to that, 2004 to 2006. Prior to that, 1995 to 1997, if you were around then. And so it doesn't mean that all the things that happened in those times will happen again, because remember, there are different planetary occurrences happening at each of those junctures that could have been influencing things that happened at those times as well. But the storylines, just pay attention to the storylines, you know, of the me, we, you know, and the other levels specific to the sign of the houses, you know, those storylines of where those patterns of storyline happened in those time frames to give you a better understanding of what's in process now. Okay, so something else that we have to talk about has to do with where the eclipse is happening. So we'll talk about the April eclipse more in April, but the March one is happening in your 10th house. And that's why I'm calling the theme of this month Lunar Limelight, because the 10th house is the energy of limelight. So this is you out in the world doing something. For some people, it will be paid things, job, career, advancement, turmoil, challenges that you bust through and then make lemonade out of. You know, it could be a fruition, something you've always been trying to do. It could be a retirement. It could be something where you become famous or you become known within your field or beyond. You know, the energy of the 10th house is your place out in the world. And for some people, that's how they also get paid. For other people, that's just other stuff that they're doing, which has nothing to do with money. So So yeah, you're being cast into lunar limelight with this eclipse. It is featuring relationships. It is featuring work, career, employment. It is featuring father figures. It also has to do with authority figures, you becoming your own authority figure. And for Capricorn, this is a square. Okay, so this is a challenged angle. You know, but Capricorns are tough. I know very well. I have a lot of placements in Capricorn myself. And, you know, we're not afraid of hard work, but we do get overwhelmed by the burdens of our responsibilities. And that's really the biggest problem that Capricorn has, is that a lot of people don't do what they're supposed to do. And when they don't, we wind up doing it. So that, you know, doesn't feel good. Sometimes we're moving around like spiritual ninjas, taking care of everything that's coming at us and making it look good, right? But other times we get really burdened by this. We feel it in our skeletal structure. We feel it in our shoulders. It's just the heaviness of life, you know? And when we have a square like this, it can feel a little bit heavy, but please hear me. It doesn't have to be bad, okay? This can be like, for instance, you get a promotion, but now you have to rise to meet the job responsibilities. So it's like, it's a rising up. It's a pushing through. And sometimes this is exactly what we want, right? Because Caps tend to be pretty ambitious. We tend to set very good goals and do the work necessary to accomplish those things. And this could just be the accomplishment of something that you've wanted, and then you doing the work behind it, and that's what the square represents. Now, alternatively, that can be an annoying boss, an authority figure that, you know, you get in trouble for something, or someone's, you know, breathing down your neck. It's, you know, there's tension that's coming, and it's hard to tell how that's going to look. But if you understand that it's something to crack through, that on the other side of it could be the next piece of what you want, then it's a little bit easier to deal with. So this eclipse is going to be very much like that. A key relationship, a father figure, some cases, you know, in traditional astrology, it was a male figure. Of course, we know that the lines blur here. I know myself, I've always seen my mother, you know, was a single mom for a time, very strong woman, very ambitious herself. And she would often fall into my 10th house, you know, so it's like a parenting sort of energy, but there's a sternness to it. And sometimes, like a single parent would have to be everything to the child, right? They would be the stern taskmaster that, you know, historically would have been that father figure, you know, but genders don't have to be relevant here. But I have seen sometimes male identifying figures as coming up as very critical with this type of placement. Okay, so let's see what else. We've got very strong Aquarius energies happening at this time. And that is lighting up the second house of money for Capricorn. So you've had this happening in the previous month. You've had it now. You're having it happen still. And this is bringing a continued focus on your finances, your budget, paying off debt, getting financially solvent, getting financially self-sufficient, making more money, paying off things, saving money, upping your financial consciousness. All of this is in order, and we've got the connection between Venus and Mars. Still pretty strong. That happened towards the end of February, the exact one, but this is happening still. You know, it's still in close enough range at the beginning of the month that you're feeling it. So action blended with you know, positive expression. Action blended with relationships and aesthetics. You know, we've got the combination of those energetics rolling together through your house of material experiences. Let's see what else. Okay, so Pluto has been in Capricorn since 2008. It popped out over the previous, you know, year, over a year. It was kind of dancing along the line. It was close to getting out, and then it didn't. You know, we've been in the last storyline here for years. Pluto takes a long time to move around, so anything it's doing, it does it for a long time. But something that's noteworthy here is that in January, Pluto left Capricorn. Yay! Oh my gosh, like double, triple, quadruple yay, especially for late degree Capricorn friends like me. I have my moon at 29 degrees and it has been busting my chops, which is actually one of the reasons why I haven't been on camera for over a year, because I've really been going through it. It's just, you know, a lot of good things, but a lot of very, very hard, very, very hard things. So if you're a late Capricorn friend or you have a placement there, then you know what I'm talking about, okay? But everyone in the sign has still been feeling the heaviness and the weight of this continuous plutonium transformation. Now, you could have had amazing things happen since 2008, and I know I have as well. But Pluto does rule birth and death and transformation and rebirth, and Capricorns may have seen a lot of births and deaths and transformation over this time. And so I'm celebrating here with you that it is back in Aquarius, celebrating that it's going to be in Aquarius still until September, and that we will have our last pass September, October, November, and then it's done for 240 years, which is like a full cycle of the United States being born. And, you know, we're kind of going through our Pluto return now, if you're in the US. There's been a lot wrapped up in what's going on with Pluto, but I wanted to mention it because when you have a heavy hitter like that going through your sign, and it's kind of a more recent thing that it's out, it's worthy of mention. Okay, so we have very strong, actually the strongest personal planet force this month is in Pisces. We've got the Sun there, we've got Mercury there, Mars and Venus will move there as well. And this is going to crowd your house of expression and communication and transportation and mobility, the third house. Also, lots of relatives in there, pretty much all the relatives that aren't your kids or parents are in that zone. Although the kids and parents area is also being accentuated for different reasons. So just all the relatives are being brought into focus here. I love Pisces energy for Capricorn because it brings a softness and it brings a deviation from logic and strategy that is very refreshing for Caps. So, you know, Capricorns tend to be able to plan things out, to be really good with logic, to be very fast with thinking and kind of putting two and two together and seeing ahead, very forward thinking. And Pisces is intuitive. It's like the antithesis of this like logic hardline strategy. So whenever we have a lot of Piscean energy, it makes a 60 degree angle for our cap placements. It adds a softness and it adds this energy of inspired action where we get a feeling, a visceral feeling, an intuition, a dream, a synchronicity that leads us to use our Capricornian motivation and ambition to align with that synchronicity. And it can soften things for us. It can make things a lot easier and it can cut down steps. So especially because we've got all of this direct energy, you know, for a while leading up to now, and then for most of this month, you know, now with all of this Pisces energy that has been happening, that's going to continue happening for a little bit, we're really in this softness of letting spirit whisper to you about what you're supposed to do rather than trying to figure it out. Okay. Capricorns are really good at figuring it out. And this time you may have it figured out for you. You still probably will have to take action, but at least it could be a little bit easier in the solution process. So kindness, empathy, high emotion, adaptability, things like that are really strong at this time. Okay, let's see what else. Okay, so we've got a couple of more months of Jupiter going through Taurus. And that has been making a trine for us. So since May of 2023 through May of 2024, all of the cap placements will have or will are about to have a trine with Jupiter, which is, of course, the best trine because Jupiter is the best or the great benefic. It tends to expand and amplify everything. So, you know, if you are between, let's see, so basically all of the January birthdays, you are going to have a kiss between now and May. If you are listening to this early, then you may still, like, and you're in the earlier, like a December born cap, then you may still have some kisses. And if not, you had the predominance of kisses in 2023 and you had a bunch of it because it went up and then down in these, in your degrees. But January born and 11 degrees to the rest of the sign, you're going to have your Jupiter kisses. And this has to do with that second house that was accentuated by Venus and Mars also because it's in the sign of Taurus. So this is material things, money, finances. This also has to do with the fifth house, which is true love and romance and children and child rearing and your creative babies and your bucket list and everything that makes you want to lead with passion and, you know, help people and just bust out, you know, with your creative expression in meaningful ways. So Jupiter is expanding all of that from now through May. In the Placidus chart, January born again, you all are going to have a longer time of this in your Placidus chart. It will leave the whole house chart for all caps in May. But the later you are in the sign, the more you'll have these goodies in this house. Okay, so let's see. The last things I wanted to talk about have to do with some aspects and events. Along with all those Pisces placements we talked about making nice angles, we also have the new moon on March 10th at 20 degrees of Pisces. So again, this makes a 60 degree angle of opportunity for you. Everyone in the Cap spectrum can get goodies from this, can get new beginnings. But those of you near 25 degrees, so we'll say 15 to 20, near 20 degrees, between 15 and 25 degrees. So that's going to be like January 5th through 15th, and the closer to around January 10th, the more you get the kiss from that. Again, if you're not in that zone, don't worry, you're not left out. I know if you're a December person, you're gonna be saying, hey, what about me? But everything I'm talking about is true for everyone. There just may be some additional resonance for the other placements. Okay, so something else that's exciting, well, actually, before I get to that, because I want to leave off on the good note, we do have one aspect to watch, an awareful, careful, be awareful, careful, as I like to call it, aspect, which is March 9th and the days around it, so really March 4th through March, 14th, Mars in Aquarius is going to square Uranus in Taurus. So this can bring jolts, jostling to your physical body. It can bring anger. It can bring obsessiveness. It can bring some scary things, or it can just bring clashes that are not welcome, but you can wind up making lemonade with them. But the point is, be on extra guard. Don't do anything reckless. If you are already texting while you're walking or driving, this could be a good time before this to pledge away from that so that you can keep yourself and other people safe. Because this is a time where there's more chaos around the physical body and more chaos around like movement. Okay, we talked about that March 25th, of course, is that eclipse and that we're feeling that a lot before and a lot after, but the closer we get there, you'll feel the intensity. It may feel like you have your finger stuck in an electric socket for an extended period of time with insomnia and agitation, but as we get closer and then the energy breaks, the tensions should ease more. Okay, so we've got three great Venus aspects on the 1st, the 24th, and the 28th, and all the days around each of those days. So Venus has the energetics of my Grandma Marge. If you've heard me talk about one of my Italian relatives, Grandma Marge would grab me, kiss me in the face, tell me how beautiful I am, give me money, give me a meatball, take me in the house. It always smelled like food, cozy. And that's Venus to me. My Grandma Marge is Venus. So we've got three beautiful aspects with my Grandma Marge this month, and that's very exciting. So if you want to understand more details about the layers of those Venus aspects, or you want to know more aspects to be awareful and careful of, or more aspects to celebrate, go to AnnieHelpsYou.com, put your email and name in right there. You'll get the welcome letter. You can go to the archives. You can see what I've sent. I will have sent the March 2024 astrology summary with all of these dates. At the end of January. So if you're signing up before then, it's yet to come. If you're signing up after then you can go in any archive link and you can access it. Plus I send out all kinds of astrology education for the month to help you make the most of the starry placements. And if you want to learn astrology, you can see my astrology certification course at that same link, AnnieHelpsYou.com, or you can go directly to BeAstroPro, BeAstroPro.com. And if you think I put a lot into my free offerings, you should see what I put into that. This program has been building for almost a decade, has over 100 modules. I haven't changed the price. It's completely accessible. There are payment plans. It can help you to dive into astrology and in a layered stepwise approach to build layer after layer of your understanding and usage and to give you the confidence you need to earn money doing astrology. So you can see that at theastropro.com. I hope you have a wonderful month and I'll see you next month. Bye.